boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Election Day Tuesday, November 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The final polls in the last 10 Michigan elections weren't too far off except four. That's the heading of the story from MERS News Service. The story basically taking a look at the last 10 races, elections, here in the state of Michigan. In the last 10 top-of-the-ticket races, that being, of course, for president in Michigan, the average difference between the final Real Clear Politics average of participating polls and the final results was 3.08%. The polling average has signaled who the winner of Michigan would be in all of the 10 elections except for 2016 when Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. In that case, the final average was off by 3.83 percentage points, slightly higher than the average difference. However, in the largest percentage difference was the last election in 2022. The Real Clear Politics average for Michigan was that Governor Gretchen Whitmer would win by one percentage point when she blew out Tudor Dixon, winning by 10.6 percentage points. The difference was 9.6. Now, let's stop right there and take a look at that basically outlier of these 10 elections. 2022, midterm election. Many people feeling disenfranchised about the results of 2020 regarding Donald Trump and Joe Biden. We've announced it. We have said it. We have preached it many times. 1.4 million people who voted in 2020 November election did not bother to vote in 2022. Who was the absolute majority of those 1.4 million? Republicans. By sitting out the 2022 election, Tudor Dixon lost by 10.6 percentage points to the Real Clear averages comparison of where they said it was going to be a 1-point race, the difference being 9.6 percentage points. That 10.6 percentage points loss by Tudor Dixon was the largest percentage loss over these polling averages for the last 10 elections in the state of Michigan. Again, Republicans didn't vote in the midterm 2022 elections. As a result, we lost the House in Lansing. We lost the Senate. And Whitmer easily, absolutely defeated Tudor Dixon. Well, Epic MRA President Bernie Porn said he's heard stories of Republican poll takers weighting their poll numbers too far toward the right during the 2022 gubernatorial election, which moved the averages of the polling. It was alleged that they may have been trying to make up for the wrong polling numbers from 2020 election. Whether that's true or not, I just pay attention to our own polls and how close this one is. Actually, in 2022, the Republican-leaning Trafalgar group had Dixon leading by 1 point going into the election. Another poll, major poll here in Michigan, had the race tied. For whatever reason, the polling averages were MERS revisiting the past averages as the final clear, real clear politics heading into today, Tuesday's election in Michigan. Real clear politics average heading into today has Kamala Harris leading Donald Trump by a half a percentage point. Trafalgar Group comes in late with their poll showing Trump is up 1 point. And also, the right-leaning Atlas Intel shows Trump is up by 2. Horn said that the last poll was close in 2022, had Whitmer winning by 11 points. That was his poll. She ended up winning by 10.6. Accuracy of the polls were also impacted by the polling agencies. For example, Nate Silver's 538. His site allows for star rating systems to be used. Horn says he prefers the A to F system, where he is maintaining a B-plus average. He said a pollster that worked with the news and worked with a candidate or a ballot proposal during an election could provide a conflict of interest. Horn broke down the types of polling that exist here in Michigan. The most reliable is a live call survey, but it's also the most expensive to run and conduct. Robocalling isn't as accurate because it can only be done with landline phones, which barely exist today. The best value in a primary probably would be the one compared to the techniques and methodologies used for general elections. But you also have to look at how many weighting of the most likely voters you're going to use at any poll during any given time. How many Republicans, how many Democrats, how many independents, how many men, how many women, all of this comes into the methodology. Many of the national media polls won't even accept robocall surveys. They prefer to use in-person live phone calls. Other surveys that are trending now are online surveys, which, depending on the data as to who they are sent to, determines their final accuracy. He said the size in the sample and random sampling are also important pieces of the polling puzzle. Which voter lists to use, and how many end up being randomly called from the list. Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark said that this presidential election is extremely close. No duh. However, one candidate says that this at this point in the race, being up 1 or 2 points in either direction really doesn't matter. What it comes down to is get out the vote. That's what I've been saying all week, especially yesterday and today's show. Get out the vote, people. Check with your elderly neighbors. see if they voted already. If they haven't, ask them if they need a ride to the polling place. Elderly population. Deer hunters. Weather is ucky out there today. You don't need to be baiting your blind. You don't need to be out in the woods today. Go vote. Brett Gooding, texting into the show, said, Randy, those political signs make great targets. Well, we're going to be storing them in Rob Bargy's barn down here in Antrim. So if you like some, we'll have them for you. Let's see. Got a field report. Sioux field report. Sioux police are stationed at the voter check-in at the Sioux Super Bowl up at Lake Superior State University. I've lived here my whole life and voted every election. I've never seen this before. Not a good thing. We don't need the state monitoring our election. Very interesting. Let's see. Hey, Trucker. I thought we weren't supposed to use markers on the ballots. I want to use a pen, but they told me I had to use a marker. Absolutely not. Say, okay, no problem. Go into your little voting booth. Pull out your pen out of your purse, your wallet, your pocket. Use your pen. You do not have to use a marker. That is not true. I'm using a pen on my absentee ballot right after the show and going to drop it off at the tabulator machine in Torch Lake Township, and then I'm heading over to Mancelona. Let's see, one other thing. Okay, Robert, I don't understand your text message at all. You have to retext it. I think your autocorrect changed it. Anita reporting in from Florida. Every vote counts. I can't vote in Michigan, but I do have about 15 other Michigan votes for Trump. I have a grandson working to get even more Trump votes. Mine and many others down here in Florida. If Trump wins Michigan, other states finally can occupy the White House. Praying that Vicky has a huge win that will finally solve the clerk issue there in Antrim County. Thank you for all your information and political information and news. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
SecuritySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number one. Listening in this morning, texting into the show, Dave Ajima. What will happen if Donald Trump wins or Harris wins? If Harris wins, we will have more taxes, more pushing of the immorality. She will attempt to take our guns. That, she has publicly said, mandatory gun confiscation via a buyback program. Knock on your door, offer you some money for the firearms, take them from you. She'll also give our sovereignty over to the UN, and she will continue the illegal immigration into our country. She is a communist. Trump won't do any of the above. He is a capitalist, which made America great. The choice today is clear. Additionally, she supports terrorist countries, doing it with our taxes. Trump has not, will not, and won't vote for Donald Trump. Captain Jeff reporting in for duty. Very late night. He says, I'm going to take a shower and get motivated. Field report for you if you like. How about I text you when I'm ready for a phone call? Sounds good. We'll do it in my third hour, probably. That would be the best, based on the fact that he just got up. Let's put third hour. Question mark. There we go. Yeah, it was a late night. Donald Trump didn't wrap up his speech until 2:08 this morning. So Captain Jeff texting at 9:52. So he was able to get some sleep. Good for him. Question you have to ask yourself, people, is very simple. What's your plan to get a few more votes out today? Again, you can still check people on the 10xvotes.com website. Just text me 10x. I'll send you the link to it. You can fill in the information. You can check for neighbors. That's the easiest way to do it. Putting your street. See what people on your road or on your street are considered Michigan Republican low propensity voters. Again, last four, five, six elections, they've only voted once or twice. Text me 10X. You can check it out. Find out what information you can about your neighbors on your street, on your road. You might know them. You might have them stored in your phone. Hey, just checking to make sure you're going to get out and vote today. Do you need a ride? I can pick you up. I can take you to the polling place. It's that important, folks, because this race is, in fact, that close. If you look at the polls, if you look at things that are happening, God only knows. Now, again, I personally think they're undercutting Donald Trump, J.D. Vance's numbers in these polls. They did it in 2016. They did it in 2020. I believe they're doing it again in 2024. The other problem that we have, polls close at 8 o'clock. If you're standing in line at your polling place, you're inside the building, you get to vote. So if it's 7:30, you haven't voted yet, you still have time, get down there. Just get inside the building by 8 p.m., you'll be good to go. Technically, the polls shut down at 8 o'clock, but if you're still in the building before 8 o'clock, you're allowed to vote. So run through the tape on this one, folks. And just because you voted today doesn't mean your neighbors have. People you go to church with, people that you know are deer hunters. We need to reach out to those people today and make sure they have voted or will vote today. This is it. Just got another text message, field report. Just voted in my township. Number 187 at 10 o'clock in the morning. Wow. How many people are in your township? And this doesn't even count the early voting, the absentee voting. Cliff Tolini said they had huge early voting turnout. Almost 2,500 people voted early. Absentee ballots, not that many percentage of people left to vote today in Presque Isle County. Good for you guys. What time do you think the results will be? Let me know. Text me back. Hopefully we can find out these small counties before midnight. If you guys hear the results in your area, text them to me tonight. I'll be up until about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Hour number 2 today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires.